We got a major winner here. Been in the Ryder Cup. It's an all-time great.
Yes.
This is a big get.
Legend.
And I'm guessing Paul Simon fan. Here's Davis Love III. Can you answer that for us, Davis? Are you a big Paul Simon fan?
I listen to Outlaw Country on XM radio, not 80s, so no.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. You got me.
I was and the NHL Network.
There you go.
Okay.
See?
So you're into the NHL too, huh?
What you guys don't know is I played hockey in Atlanta until I was 15. My dad moved us down to the beach at Sea Island, and I had to quit playing, or I probably would have been in the Stanley Cup rather than the U.S. Open.
Nice.
So your skills were that good,
I've always
been
a hockey fan for a long time. So.
Well, I think you picked the right profession. I mean,
I think I did, too. I don't like getting hit. So.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
I probably wouldn't have lasted long. The no check league is for me.
That's right. That's right. It's for all of us, believe me. This must be one of your cooler experiences. I mean, you've had the ability to play the U.S. Open many, many times, but you're going to be caddying for your son, Drew, who qualified for the U.S. Open. How cool will this experience be?
Well, it's already been unbelievable. He just got done with a practice round with Stuart Sink and Zach Johnson, which is... would be normal for him to play with Stuart Sink and Zach Johnson, but not in the U.S. Open practice round. You know, he's grown up with all these guys, and we have so many guys down at Sea Island that play on the tour. He's used to being around tour pros, and he played with Jordan Spieth, and he played a few holes with Jason Day and Ernie Els. So it's been an incredible week for him. But, you know, first week as a professional golfer, first major championship, just out of the University of Alabama, it's quite a start for him.
Davis, what do you make of the setup? There's been a lot of talk about, the fairways being mowed and cut and guys complaining in the videos and then the reaction. What do you think of the course setup and them doing that to the fescue?
Well, it's they're making some good adjustments. I've been here since Saturday. They've cut five or six holes. They've knocked the tall fescue back. The problem is in the United States or anywhere outside of Scotland and Ireland, when you try to emulate a link style course but you have sprinklers, it doesn't quite work. So we're watering a grass trying to make it look like the British Open, and sometimes it just gets a little bit out of control. So USGA is whacking it back in some spots, but the fairways are huge. I mean, they're really, really wide. There are no real water hazards on the golf course, so the penalty is going to, for a wild drive, is going to be deep grass rather than water or out of bounds. But there's some 30 to 80 yard wide fairways. So is it unfair? No. Is it challenging? Yes. The U.S. Open is a patience test, and already some guys are losing their patience a little bit early. But no, I think overall the guys really like the golf course.
With Davis Love III here on Overdrive ahead of the U.S. Open beginning tomorrow. That's what I love about the U.S. Open is how difficult it is. The conditions are always outrageous, and I think it humanizes these players, because a lot of times you see guys chopping it around, and you're like, I could do that, and this guy's on tour, like, trying to go, under par at the U.S. Open. But I get the sense...
To a certain degree, though, Brian, I don't like seeing it just being ridiculous where they...
But I don't mind that. It's unique. It's different. You know, like, as a viewer, how do you feel about it as a player, Davis?
There's a few U.S. Open venues that have gone maybe over the edge a little bit. Oakmont, if somebody shoots five over in a PGA Tour event, whether it's the U.S. Open or any event, something's wrong. You know, it'd be like going to an NBA game and nobody dunked it. Something's wrong with the basket if they're not dunking it. If we're not making birdies, then it's a little bit unfair. But this golf course is definitely not unfair. If you hit the ball pretty solid and in some fairways, it gives you opportunities to make some birdies. We're talking to Jordan Spieth, and he goes, there's actually a lot of holes out here you can birdie. Now, there's going to be some holes where you're going to have a tough time making par, but that's the U.S. Open. You know, every major championship has its own little bit of flavor. Obviously, the Masters is completely different than any other, but the U.S. Open is known for being a test of every part of your game, and mental is a big part of your game. And I told my son, Drew, I said, look, 100 of these 150 guys are going to beat themselves mentally. Nicholas always said that. Said, I knew that if I could be the most prepared and the most patient and the most committed, I was going to beat most of the guys just because they were going to get frustrated and nervous and impatient. And I think you see that in the videos and some comments. Well, if you're already complaining before it starts, you don't have a great attitude, and you just got to love the challenge. You got to love the whatever golf course they throw at you, because you're not going to get them to change it. And, you know, guys like Jordan Spieth and Jason Day and Zach Johnson, those guys are out there figuring out how to play it, and they're going to take what they get. But you're right. You're going to see some chopping out of the rough. There's no doubt.
With Davis Love III, another big story going into the weekend is whether or not Phil Mickelson will even make the tournament. He's at his daughter's graduation, and doesn't seem likely, but I'm sure you've been in this position before with your own kids. I mean, golf is... it's not unlike other sports, but it really is. It's international, and you're constantly on the road. You're constantly on the move. But you know when the Masters is going to be. You know when the U.S. Open is going to be, PGA, British, et cetera. How difficult is it to juggle personal life with majors in particular?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, and Phil has always been a great dad and committed to his kids. You know, we're going to miss a lot of stuff no matter what, and he's basically saying, I'm not going to miss my daughter giving a speech at graduation. She's put so much into, she's a great student and a very talented artist, and this is a big deal for her. And my son graduated from high school. I was at the Colonial in Fort Worth, and he wasn't giving a speech, and, you know, he would rather be playing golf, so it wasn't as big a deal to him. But, you know, we all miss things. I missed a lot of golf tournaments for horse shows, and missed a lot of opportunities to play golf because I was doing stuff with my family. And, you know, I could have played better, and I could have won more probably if I'd have focused more on myself rather than my family. But Phil's always been good at that. He's praying for rain tomorrow, and doesn't look like he's going to get it. So I know there's going to be one guy that's happy that gets his spot.
Well, there's no question about that. And, again, you're going to be out there this weekend. We're chatting with Davis Love III. His son, Drew, is going to be playing at the U.S. Open, and you're going to be caddying.
That's a weird dynamic, you know. Have you guys discussed that at all? Like, just leave me alone, Dad, give me the club, or how's that going to work?
Well, we discussed it a lot going in. I caddied for him in the first round of the qualifying. And then, you know, when he made it through the second round, I said, look, if you want one of your buddies to caddy, I can just come around, walk around the practice rounds and help you get ready for the golf course and learn your way around. He said, no, I'd rather you caddy. I'll be more comfortable. And we've always had, he's won several golf tournaments with me caddying for him. He's comfortable in the limelight, like standing beside me on the golf course. He's used to that. He's walked inside the ropes in majors. He's hit golf shots inside the ropes in major practice rounds. He's hung out with Fred Couples and, you know, the stars of the game. I mean, he knows Tiger Woods and he knows Ricky Fowler, and it's not that big a deal to him. So having his dad there is normal for him. All of a sudden a celebrity. And he said, look, I can't find a caddy that's played in 23 U.S. Opens. And he said, so I'd rather you do it and help me get through it. So he actually asked me to tee his ball up for him on the first hole tomorrow. So I might be too nervous for that. But I think once he gets off the first tee and gets going, I think he'll be fine. You know, obviously, he's going to be like everybody else. It's going to be challenging and tough golf course, and you're going to have to get some good breaks and play really well to stay around par. But I can't be any happier caddying for him. It's the best seat in the house, right? You're not outside the ropes. You can stand right there and watch and hopefully help.
A lot of different style between your game and his game, because he's a big guy, right? Isn't he 6'5"?
Yeah, he's 6'5". He's a lot like me at 23. He's really long, got a lot of power, hits all the clubs a long way, but he's got a really good short game as well, and he makes a lot of birdies. He makes a lot of, like his dad, he makes a lot of bogeys too, but he makes a lot of birdies. He's got a lot of firepower, and, you know, I keep saying I know 50 kids that if you could get them out there on the tour, they would do really well, and it's just going to matter of seeing if he can get through Q school and, you know, get out on the web.com and then make it to the tour. But he definitely has a lot of potential, and got a big game, big body and a big game, and well suited to this golf course. I can't think of a better golf course for him. Big fairways and long holes. But it also suits Jason Day and and a lot of these tour players that hit it a long way. I was watching Brooks Koepka hit drivers yesterday. I'm thinking, man, I would like to have that driver on this golf course. So, you know, watch for the big hitters to do well. Obviously, Dustin Johnson's a big hitter. That's his wedge game's been getting better and better, and he's putting good. Really suited to him. I think the scrambling effect of a Masters is not really going to be as much an effect here. I think it's going to be more if it's windy. The big power hitters, the good ball strikers are going to have an advantage.
Well, we can't wait to see how it all plays out, and I'm sure we can speak for you on that as well. Enjoy the experience. It should be a great one, and thanks so much for doing this today.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
There's Davis Love III. Could have been in the NHL.
Yeah.
Could have gone all the way to the top, but yeah, decided, I'll go on tour anyway.
Yeah.
I'd say he probably made the right call.
He did make the right call.
That golf money, man, that golf lifestyle. It's a good spot to be in.